Well, we saw a lot of growth in 2007 in the sport of bass fishing, and the guy that's with me today is Marty Stone. And Marty, I think you probably are in one of those positions now, and I know you're a straight shooter and you don't dodge any punches, but you're kind of looking at 2007 and reflecting back and then trying to change what you did in 07 to have a good year in 08.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Terry, but I put a little bit different spin on it than most people realize. I've looked back at 07, and it was absolutely the worst year I've ever had professionally, but I can also say this, and here's what catches most people off guard. It was the best year I've ever had professionally, and the reason I say that, I'll never forget 07, ever. I come as close as I've ever come to losing what I do for a living, and that's the privilege to be able to fish on the Elite Series. By my performance, I almost did not requalify, and that makes it a great year. And the reason being a great year, when you lose something or almost lose something that you love that much, you make sure it doesn't happen again.
Well, you know, the good Lord has a way of humbling us, and there's no question sometimes that'll happen. But, you know, you're a guy that perseveres. I mean, I've known you a long time, and one of the things I know about Marty Stone 2 years ago, of course, runner-up angler of the year, you know, this last year, it just seems like sometimes you get out of sync.
You know, it really did, and the thing, it was a weird way the year happened. I was catching fish up until the last two events. I really caught a lot of fish. I was averaging at one time 16, 17 pounds a day and couldn't get paid and had several cuts. I think I had 5 or 6 tournaments this year where I missed the cut by a pound, pound and a half or less, and then it just snowballs, and it just keeps happening, and I was like, my goodness. And the frustrating for me, Terry, was after that angle of the year, I thought I'd got to the point in my consistency, if I wasn't competing for angle of the year, I'd be competing for the last classic spots. Never in my wildest dream did I ever thought my fishing would be competing just to get back into the tour. Humbling? Absolutely. I have been humbled this year more so than anything, but that's a great thing sometimes. I mean, you know, as competitors, we want to beat our chest and think how good we are. When it's all said and done, there's really very few things that matter. And God's first and family second. Everything else just sort of falls in line. And it grounded me in some areas of my life that I probably need grounding in.
Well, you know, you look at confidence and you look at execution and you look at all the things that we have to do as anglers. I mean, there's so many variables when you talk about a professional angler at the elite level, which is where you're at. You know, you can't stumble. You can't have things go wrong. You can't have equipment failures. You can't have all those kind of things. But it really resides in you to be successful. And I know you're going to persevere through this. I know what's going to happen. And I know I'm going to see Marty Stone back where he always used to be. And it sometimes is fun to kind of look back at yourself. And I know that's what you've done here in 07.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, 06 was a tough year for me. I fought after the angle of your run in 05. I fought 06. And fought it from start to finish and just struggled, and it was just a constant battle with different things. In 07, I really, at the end of the 06 year, I shut it down. And I mean, I really shut it down. I didn't pick up a rod for a month. I'd had enough. I was still doing my promotional work. And if I had anything, any one thing that I can look back on 07, is I started a little bit too rusty. I took a little bit too much time off. And it's a fine balance. People are like, wow, how can you take that much time off from fishing? Well, do it 200 days of the year at the level we do it at. When it's time to shut it down mentally, you just, if you've done it right, you're exhausted. So I did. And this year, the only change I've made was I haven't had that big lapse. The longest I went, which is right now, I've been 3 weeks now without a rod in my hand. And that's the longest since the off season. Next week, I'm starting back on my regiment, fishing 2 and 3 days a week. And then by the time tournaments roll around, I'll be up to 4 to 5 days a week easily. And hopefully what that's going to allow me to do in 08 is start fresher and start sharper. And I think right there, that little bit will be enough to really turn the corner for me.
Well, there's been no question whatsoever in anybody's mind about the promotional aspect of what you do and how hard you work at that and the fan friendliness and some of those kind of things. But, you know, it's just like anything else. I mean, if you're hitting a golf ball and you walk up and you hit it right down the middle of the fairway each and every time, you know, you feel pretty comfortable you can do that. Then all of a sudden, every once in a while, you shank one or you hit one to the right or whatever may happen, you have to adjust. And I think that's what you're saying here.
Yeah, Terry, I tell you, too, at our level, you know, we get guilty. We go to these awesome places. I mean, you go to Olmsted, you go to a Clear and a Delta and places like that, and you don't have a lot of history there, and you're hearing about the big weights, and now you're 11 o'clock in the day, and you're sitting with 10 pounds of fish in the live well, and you're doing it 2:30. You know, back when I was having some really good runs, you'd be patient. You'd be like, you know, it'll happen. And in the last 15 minutes of the day, something special will happen. Last year, I found myself a lot of the times really trying to force the issue. Instead of being patient with my water, patient and confident in what I found, I got to running around a little bit, and I got to try to catch 15 pounds every 5 minutes. And if it wasn't happening, I kept moving, kept looking. And, boy, I look back upon last year, I ran away from a lot of good fish. And that's something I'm going to change for 08. I'm going to be more patient with it. I'm going to be more confident in what I find. And you've got to let it happen. Even on the great bodies of water where these really big weights come in, so much of the time on those bodies of water, it's all about that special 20 minutes. And if you run off and leave before it happens, you'll never get the experience that day.
Well, I can remember, I can relate to it, you know, as a local angler, I can relate to the fact that you'd go deep, they'd be shallow, you know, it's one of those kind of things. And what you find out when those biorhythms and the things are lined up right, you know, the mental aspects of this sport are right, it becomes good. But you know what I think, Marty, and you tell me, you know, give me your perspective here. I think sometimes out of adversity, you know, you really don't know when you have it good until you have some adversity, and that may make you stronger.
Oh, absolutely a true statement, and not only our sport, any other sport, but you can use me as a case study in that. Man, I've went through some roller coaster rides in my career. People can look back at my career, and it won't be mistaken for the Kevin Van Dam or Greg Hackney, Skeet Reese type of consistency that I would like to have. My career is more about the highs and the lows, and I was hoping I was coming more to the middle ground. And it seems like when I get hot, I can get on a really good run. And then when I cool down like I have the last year or two, it's always followed by another high. But every time I've went through these tough times, oh, it's made me a better person. It's made me a better fisherman. It's made me more dedicated. Not that I've ever lost that, but you really analyze. But now what you've got to be careful, Terry, in my opinion, people looked at my 07 and they're like, man, what's wrong, what's wrong? Nothing was wrong. That's what people have a hard time believing. I might have made a couple bad decisions on the water. But, Terry, I had, and here's the weird thing, I never do this. I had four tournaments last year when I was calling home talking to my wife. I had four different times that I told her, I said, if this happens, I win. That's how great some of my practices were.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't done that in my 11-year career as a professional angler. I had four different times last year where I felt I was around the kind of fish that if something would just stay the way it is or one little change, I could win the tournament. And then go out and just have an absolute disaster. And I remember some of the really good runs I've had. The practices were ferocious. I mean, they were awful, terrible. Didn't even know if I could go out and get a bite. So it's weird how that just, it all sort of comes around. But at the end of the time, when you look back and you go through the times I've went through, you're going to hit the water with the experience that I have as an angler, but you're going to have the enthusiasm and the excitement as a rookie. And at times, that can be a very dangerous situation for the rest of the field because you're coming out with a lot of knowledge, but you're hungry as you've ever been.
Well, you know, Marty, I'm going to ask you a question I think that's important. You know when you're in the zone, right? I mean, you know as an angler, things are just happening, you're making the right decisions, some of those kind of things. How do you prepare for that? How do you get yourself ready to be in that zone where things are going right? What are some of the things you do?
Wow, Terry, you know, that's a great question. I think the biggest thing in my mind for me to answer that is, and my preparation is all about practice. No matter what sport, you're going to fish in competition as the way you practice. If you're sloppy in your practice, if you're lazy in your practice, you don't do the little, as simple as retying in practice or changing water in practice and doing the things and doing them in a very professional type, precise manner. Do those things enough times in practice. When that magical zone hits, one, you recognize it. And two, you went through the mechanics of what you do so many times, you can allow it to happen and then happen at a higher degree than if you weren't prepared for it. You have to really, in my mind, be physically and mentally prepared for that to happen to truly take advantage of it.
Well, you know, as we get older, and I know you're not very old yet, but, you know, I know myself, I find out that I persevere better now with a little bit of maturity and also with a little bit of age under me than maybe I would have when I was 20 years old, and I'm sure that's going to be the same with you. I mean, I'm looking at Marty Stone for 2008 really coming out of the blocks.
Yeah, I'm hoping to have a strong year. I really am. I was, after the 2005, I felt like as a fisherman I had matured and progressed enough that, not to say I can win angler of the year every year, that would be a crazy statement, but I thought I could be in that mix. somewhere in that race more often than not. I feel like that, as a fisherman, is where I belong. And that's where I'm planning on getting back to. I won't be content until I'm competing for that. That was too much fun. That was way too much fun for that to be a one-time deal. Before I'm said and done, and I've got a lot of fishing left, I want to be a part of that mix. That was just a rush as a competitor. I mean, you live your whole life for things like that. I want to win a few more tournaments. Absolutely want to compete for that Angler of the Year. And who knows, that classic title, it's still out there. So as a fisherman, I've got so much left that I want to do. But I have been so fortunate in things I've got to do and the people I get to associate myself with. You know, 07 is the worst year competitively I've ever had. 07 was the greatest year promotionally I've ever had. So go figure.
Yeah, that's the way it works sometimes. You know, Marty, you're a class act, and I know it's going to be a great year coming up. And, you know, keep me informed on what's going on in your career. And if there's anything we can do here at Bass Fan, let us know.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate everything you guys have done, man. It's been fun to watch that site that you guys have got to just to grow from where it was to where it is today. You guys are really helping us keep the message out there, informing the general public about what's going on more so than anybody out there. Man, it's really greatly appreciated. Absolutely keep you and all the fans of Bass Fan aware of my year. But look out. 08, I'm not going to sit here and say it's going to be a landslide year, but hopefully we're going to see some things going back in the right direction. And who knows? You're only one good tournament away from getting on a roll that just can't be stopped.
That's exactly right. Thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio, Marty.
Thanks, Terry. You guys have a great day.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.